Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
GEICO presents... Yikes! Another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later!
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think you would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world.
Hey everyone, it's time for a Turd or Treasure. I'm on the road right now, so visiting family, so I'm actually recording this without my regular rig or gear or anything. I've got basically a headset going, and we're going to record just a quick show here because I wanted to make sure. We talked about that I've had some stuff coming out, and I'm visiting family to do some barbecues and get some paperwork and stuff done with my doctors and all that junk. So this show is pretty straightforward. We've got a quick review of Nemesis 5, which is so far the last in the series of the Nemesis series, and it's released by a different company on DVD. We've got... a bunch of releases from Mill Creek, two more in the Andy Sedaris collection. We got Picasso Trigger and Savage Beach. We've also got Mothra Steelbook Blu-ray for the first time in North America. We've also got Lonesome Dove, the miniseries on Blu-ray and Steelbook. And we've got a sort of extended talk on the TMPG Inc. Authoring Works, which is their DVD and Blu-ray software. We've also got talk on a couple other things. Like, I'm not sure exactly what I'll be talking about when it comes to some of our upcoming releases, because I got some games on the go. But so I think for this show, we'll probably talk about the Andromeda Strain, because I know Mike said that's going to be on our show, and that was last. Our last Twig show, and I was like, no, that's a 3-hour movie. I hadn't watched it yet before we... but so that was going to be on this show as well. I've got the recording of that. So it's going to be pretty much, you know, wham, bam, straight, you know, ahead when it comes to reviews this week. Not really any other middle segments because, again, I'm visiting family, sort of, you know, mini vacation for a few days. And let's get right into the first review.
Basically, use the geeks.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
Have a quick one here from Worldwide Multimedia, and it's Nemesis 5, also known as just Nemesis with a 5 at the end instead of the S. How clever. So this finishes off, or at least so far, what the Nemesis series has been. We've had the MVD releases of Nemesis 1 through 4, and this came several years later in like 2017, 2018, somewhere in there. I had a hard time sort of tracking down exactly when this came out, because the DVD release is this right now, 2019, but it seems the film was made in 2017, 2018, somewhere about that. There are a couple cast members returning for it, It's your standard, you know, in-universe sequel to this, mostly in name, but a couple people do show up. It's very low-budget affair. I enjoyed it for what it is. If you're a big fan of the series, it's worth picking up. But to be honest, for just like a rando person off the street, you know, you'll probably want to avoid it simply because it's not up to the same visual and like audio and just quality in general of the previous films in the series. So it's not really going to, you know, tickle your fancy unless you're a big fan like I am of the previous films. That being said, it does have that sort of trauma schlocky value. Like it is a fun movie to watch. So if that's, you know, that's your game, then go right ahead and get into it. But other than that, Nemesis 5, the new model, is not... Unfortunately, I can't really recommend it to anybody unless you're a fan of the main series. Arrow Video is releasing the Andromeda Strain on Blu-ray for the first time. And if you're wondering if you've heard of that or not, you probably have. Before he created Westworld and Jurassic Park, Michael Crichton wrote this book on a mixture between science fiction and science fact. And it became a pretty big phenomenon when it first initially aired back in the 70s. A couple years after the book came out, Robert Wise directed a film adaptation, which is about 3 hours long or so, and it's done in sort of a docudrama style. Basically, a government satellite crashes outside a small town in New Mexico where, within a couple minutes, people show up dead. And it's basically what would happen if alien life was contacted, but it's actually like bacterial and so foreign to us that it'll kill us. It's like, what if we had an alien, basically germ strain, and how do you deal with it? And it became the inspiration for a lot of different films to come, you know, and different science fiction to come in the future. Well, they're releasing a really high-end Blu-ray copy that's going to run about $30 or so, depending on where you buy it. I had a chance to check it out, and it's pretty darn good. Like, it's cleaned up a fair bit, because I remember seeing the video years ago when it was very grainy, crappy VHS quality, and this is a huge step up from that, and even from any previous DVD release. So here's basically the breakdown of what they've done. It's a new special edition with a restoration in from a 4K scan, so they've gone back and gone, you know, right to the original film negative and done this. You know, it's a 1080p presentation, your standard Blu-ray stuff there, but there's an uncompressed mono original audio that's been remastered and cleaned up for this release. So it sounds a lot clearer and the dialogue's easier to hear than it's been before. There's English subtitles. There's also a commentary by a film critic on there that was actually pretty interesting. There is a newly filmed appreciation, basically talking about what other science fiction films have come from it since then. There's a making of, archival footage of that. There is archival featurette from 2001 talking about Michael Crichton. There's CineScript gallery, theatrical trailers, image gallery, PDF of the entire script that you can get if you plug it into your computer and you've got a Blu-ray drive for your computer, and a reversible sleeve featuring the original artwork and brand new artwork that was commissioned just for this release, which is pretty sweet. So if you're a big science fiction fan, especially the 70s era, where a lot of people know a lot of the 60s stuff and the 80s stuff, but not a lot of the 70s, this is one to check out. So that's pick it up pretty much any store like Walmart or Amazon, or you can get it directly from Arrow Films themselves. That is The Andromeda Strain.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
I've been spending the last few weeks going through the Pegasus Systems media authoring software. I've talked about the MPEG encoders. I've talked about the Video Mastering Works 6 and 7, and they gave me the opportunity to check out their Authoring Works 6, which is their DVD and Blu-ray final media authoring software. Generally, you use the mastering work stuff to do all your individual video editing in Pure Digital and for the computer. And then when you output that stuff, you can then take it to, like, if you were a home user, you take it to, like, Nero or, like, iMovie DVD sort of stuff and author your discs that way. This is sort of a step up from there. It's not into the realm of the crazy complicated stuff that they use for most production studios, but it actually approaches that quality. It's just with a better interface as far as I've found. So I'm trying out Authoring Work 6. I've been taking a while just sort of going through, taking some home videos and trying to encode them to standard, you know, DVD ISOs and folders, and the same with for Blu-rays. And I found it's actually pretty easy to use. It comes with a bunch of built-in templates for that you can build upon. You can actually build the menu where the buttons click, where they go. You can get as deep into it as you want to get, or you can make it as simple as possible with just a static screen or playing the video direct. So I found it pretty easy that way. There's a fairly straightforward, easy wizard to use, and you can change your backgrounds, use the templates, whatever you want. It has a smart rendering software. Basically, it runs on the same backbone as the video mastering works, so if you have like motion backgrounds and stuff, it can render it using your GPU to really take the load off your CPU. And overall, you can plug in your camera, like if you have a camcorder direct, it can capture from it. You can do your cutting, your editing. You can, if you want to get really, really, you know, super detailed as far as encoder complexity, you can make it CPU only and then it won't use the GPU, or you can set it to the standard settings, which lets you use your video card. So pretty cool. I found it pretty straightforward. It seemed to work in any player that I put it in when I burnt my discs. So it's not going to, you know, it's fully compliant with the standards that you're going to have for DVD and Blu-rays. I found that it was, you know, more in depth than what you get with like a Nero burning ROM, but still not too difficult to use. It costs about $100 US, which is actually, I think, a pretty good price point, because that's what you're going to pay for a lot of the simpler software out there that isn't as robust and let you do nearly as much. So I think, you know, it's the kind of thing where if you want to do a little more than what you can get done with your Neros or your Roxio or your iMovie type thing, but you don't want to get into the really expensive stuff where it has a steep learning curve, this is probably a good piece of software for you. I think it pairs pretty well with the other line of software that they have, because like if you go to their website, if you go to PegasusInc.com and look it up, you're looking at $100 that gives you the Authoring Works and the owner's manual, which is a digital PDF. You can also you can optionally back, like basically CD backup support, so they'll send it to you on a CD instead of downloading it. They also have an all-in-one pack, which has five pieces of software for, you know, one bundled price. It'll saves about $70-$80, and that for about $300, which sounds like a lot, but you get a fair bit. You get that Video Mastering Work 7, which I talked about, which is still like hands down my favorite piece of editing software that's currently available for video editing. Then you get the Authoring Work 6, which so you can actually burn it to discs if you wanted to make backups for yourself, or, you know, market yourself if you're making YouTube videos and you wanted to sell your own seasons or whatever. Then there's a MPEG Smart Renderer that they include with that, PGMX Creator. That's basically like making digital interactive videos for websites. There's the Instant Show Presenter and the manuals and everything. So it's a pretty decent bundle as is. Then there's also a couple other packages you can get. Like you can get Video Mastering Work 7 and this editing thing for $172. Basically, you spend $100 a piece generally on this stuff, so you save $30, $40 this way. So it's kind of a cool 1-2 punch. And then they usually have upgrade paths too, so if they come up with a new version within a certain amount of time, you can upgrade either for free or for a set amount of money, you know, a significantly cheaper, like $20 sort of thing. You know, don't quote me on the exact pricing, but they do it to allow you to upgrade properly. So they do have upgrade paths for anybody too, which is awesome. There are so many little details in there that you can get into the nitty-gritty when it comes to the actual creation of your DVDs and Blu-rays that, you know, you could spend hours tweaking everything the way you want perfectly, or go with their basic templates and they still look and feel and work better than the really cheapy, crappy ones you get when you get like a Nero type software. So I'm pretty happy with it. Like I said, if you want to go check it out, they have free trials you can download where you get like 30 days of unlimited use. So it's TMPGENC, that's Tempeg, Authoring Works 6. And if you type that in Google, you'll be able to pull it up on their website, and they have pictures of how it works and everything. And if you download it, you're able to use the trial unrestricted, which is pretty cool because not a lot of places do that where it's 30 days. You can work with it however you want. So if you want, have, let's say, you want to try it out and see if it works for you to back up some home videos or something onto DVDs, see what you think, and go from there.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hold that thought. It's crapper time.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You shouldn't go to Barnes & Noble and buy 10,000 books just so you can build a book fortress and yell out, "I am your book leader." You shouldn't buy 147 copies of War and Peace, stuff them inside turkeys, and serve them at Thanksgiving as turbookins. And you definitely shouldn't buy up all the copies of Dork Diaries, causing the neighborhood kids to stage a protest in your front yard. But you could, because at the Barnes & Noble Book Hall, you can get over 1,000 titles for 50% off. Stock up at your local Barnes & Noble. Turbookins are fictitious and should not be cooked at home.
I have a bunch of things from Mill Creek that just came out for the month of July, and I'm pretty excited to talk about them here. I basically went to the door and had a knock, and there was Mr. Mailman, and he said, "Here you go, here's a big bag of goodies." And I went, "Oh, yay." So I opened it up, and inside were a bunch of Mill Creek releases. There's one that we're going to take a little while to talk about, I think probably on another show, and I received Forever Night, which is a show I've been waiting for quite some time to get a new release, because it was impossible to get the third volume of that from Sony years ago because it was way out of print, and we're talking $300-$500 on the aftermarket. So that's going to be another show, because we want to make sure that we actually watch everything and make sure everything works great. But the rest of the releases is what I'm going to talk about right now. So in that package was a steelbook edition of Mothra on Blu-ray, the original Mothra movie. What you get with it is you get two versions of the film on one disc. You get the American version and you get the Japanese version, which is about a half hour or so longer. They've been digitally restored. They look fantastic. The audio is good. The subtitles are newly translated for the Japanese version. The dub is as good as you can expect for when the movie came out, which is pretty cool. And then it's overall just a pretty stunning. The actual steelbook case is nice. It comes with a plastic slip cover on it so that you don't have to worry about it really getting dented or smashed or anything. It sort of holds it in place, and it's a hard plastic, which is pretty cool. There's also a feature-length commentary. There's trailers and photo gallery. It's the first time on Blu-ray, so they're using the Japanese remastered copy. Definitely worth it. As an MSRP, about $25 American, so about $30 Canadian. It's going to be worth checking out. Pick it up on Amazon, because I know it's probably where you're going to get it for the best deal, and you'll probably be able to get it in stock. And if you get it one that, say, that was dented in shipping, you know, Amazon has a good return policy on that. So that was pretty exciting. And of course, Mothra is Mothra, so you know, if you like big monster movies, it's fun. Also in that same Steelbook series, we've also got Lonesome Dove. They've released this previously, so I don't need to review the quality of the actual disc. The discs are the same and the same quality. So the miniseries is split over two discs, and it comes in a really nice like steelbook case that's been newly designed. As far as bonus features, just so you know, there's blueprints of a masterpiece. It's an original sketches and concept art on location with the director. Remembering Lonesome Dove, which is Vincent's interviews with the cast and crew, and then interviews with the person, that Larry McMurdy, that wrote the original book. So and then the montages, that sort of stuff, little extra things in there. Because it's split on two discs, normally I'd say, well, yeah, you could fit all the data on one disc, but it's actually at a really high quality here by being split on two discs, because it does have a fairly long runtime. We're talking, you know, about 5.5 hours or so. So you could put that on one disc, but then you might have to lower the quality a little bit. So spread over two, looks great, sounds great. I remember watching it on DVD when it first came out on DVD, and it was pushing it, the visual quality-wise, of what you could fit on the disc, because it was compressed so much. And this is a lot less compressed, and it sounds and looks great. Has a retail MSRP of about $35 American, so expect to pay that or maybe a little less, depending on where you pick it up from. One advantage is this comes with digital, and the digital copy is for that new Movie Spree website that that Mill Creek owns, and it's a much better streaming platform than what they had before with their digital copies. They might still be running it, but you sign up for free for $1, you get like 100 movies, and then you can pay, or you get 100 movies free if you signed up with their code that they have on the website. For another $1, you get another 100 movies, and a lot of them are public domain and that, but they are decent quality, up to 1080p streaming, stereo. I don't think there's anything in surround sound, but as far as the stereo streaming goes, it's about the same quality as you get from like a Hulu or something like that, which is pretty good. And the website interface is so much better. So you do get the digital copy, so you can watch it whenever, which is pretty sweet. So those are the two steelbooks that came out this month with it. The next two films that are fantastic. It's Picasso Trigger and Savage Beach. The next two films in the Andy Sedaris collection, which I talked about, Hard Ticket to Hawaii and Malibu Express. It's more of the same as far as quality. Huge visual upgrade from the DVDs that have been out previously. Same with the audio, has been cleaned up. It has all the special features from the previous releases that they've released. So you get all of that. You also get some fantastic artwork for the actual cases. They also come with Movie Spree download codes, which are great. As far as the two films go, you can really watch any of these films in any order. It doesn't really matter. They're just fun, dumb, brainless movies. But between the two of them, I like Savage Beach probably more than Picasso Trigger. But I am very happy they're coming out with these. The cases and everything look fantastic on my shelf. I love that. I wish they would do more DVD releases like this, because a lot of times they have crappy artwork or they just are plain. These have like really nice eye-popping artwork, and the movies themselves, I'm surprised at how good the video quality is of it, considering what kind of releases they've had in the past. So I know that they're going to be releasing the rest of the series, you know, basically whenever they release them, it's two at a time. I can't wait for the next ones, because eventually I'm going to have my shelf full of these movies, and they're going to be fantastic, and we'll have to do like a full watch. Maybe we'll do some fan commentaries on them or something in the future, because I can't get enough of these. These are like big, dumb, brainless, booby movies, and I love it. So that's basically everything that we've got right now, because we already talked about the Space Station show on the last Twig show, and we're going to be talking about the release of Forever Night at another time, because I wanted to make sure that we could cover all the episodes in there, because it's three seasons, 22 episodes for the first season, 26 for the second, 22 for the third, and it's in the new box. We'll talk about that on the next show. And they've got some more stuff probably coming in the near future from them, but they've been rolling out with a lot of good stuff. So basically, pricing wise, you're looking at the steelbooks anywhere from $30-$35. Both of them are worth it. They're both good programs, especially the Mothra. It looks fantastic if you want to keep that on your shelf for your monster movie collection. For Picasso Trigger and Savage Beach, they got a $20 MSRP. You'll probably get it for a little cheaper than that. Well worth the price, considering they're remastered and they have great artwork and all the special features from the past and digital copies and all that hullabaloo. So I'm going to recommend all of them this time. So check them out. You'll find them probably at Walmart. Amazon will be a cheap option as well. And you can always check it out on Mill Creek's website. So that's millcreekent.com.
Those magnificent bastards!
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
And that just about does it for this show this week. I'm going to be, like I said, on the go. So as far as what we've got coming up, I'm visiting family this week, and then I'll be home on the weekend, and we'll be doing some recording for Twig, and then I've got next week a doctor's appointment in Guelph, so maybe I'll do something with Birdman there. Maybe we'll do something live, maybe a commentary. We'll see how the day goes, because I think it's Mrs. Birdman's birthday, so probably, who knows, we'll see what happens. And then later on that week, I'm going to visit my grandmother in Scarborough. I'm gonna stay over for a few days as another mini vacation. So I'll try to have some stuff pre-recorded. As far as the schedule goes, here's some sort of insight into what we're doing on the show and on the website for the next little while. I'm going to be scheduling those classic episodes of either interviews or sometimes commentaries a few times a week. So we're looking at Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays is the idea when we'll have those shows come out. And I've already scheduled in probably about 10 episodes or so over the next few weeks. Mondays are the regular Twig show. You know, they release usually in the afternoon after we've recorded. Then Wednesdays will be the Turner Treasure show. Hopefully I can try to make one every single week. That's the goal. Even if I'm on the go, I'll make sure I get something out. And then we have our Fridays and Saturdays are when we usually will have either a special show, like a one-off, or if we're doing commentary, that they're sort of left open for that. For one of those two is usually our when we syndicate either a Mayhem Mics or one of the shows we do with the Geekcast Radio Network or a Botched Roll. And then one of those 2 days is usually left open. Depending on when they come out, we'll syndicate Birdman's appearance on the Nerd to the Third podcast. So we have a couple days where we do that, but basically 3 days a week or so we're going to have pretty consistently our classic show interviews, things like that coming out, because there's so many things in the archive that either most people have forgotten about, or you know, maybe weren't even fans or a part of it, and you can't really find them deep down in the 1500 episodes that we have. So I'm going through and sort of curating some of our best interviews, some of the fun ones, special episodes, and we'll be putting those out because it just brings them back to a wider audience. And you can have, you know, basically my goal is to have content every day of the week. You know, let's do something fun. Let's get one out every day of the week. How many people can say they can do that anymore? I know there was a point where the Twig podcast was doing that, and that was when they had about 5 people contributing or more shows a week. But you know, right now it's Alex doing everything in the back end. I'm learning how to use our new back end software, our new services and everything. So what better way than to just keep getting the content rolling out? So right now we've got a bunch of interviews scheduled to come out. We've got some classic interviews with David Hayter, Kyle Bear, Sean Schemmel. We've also got, I think, an interview with an author. Who else do we have on here? We have Troma's Uncle Lloyd Kaufman on there, and maybe a few more coming out. And then, basically, in between that, we have a regular show. So you're never going to be without your Twig pals, your Twig content. So that's basically what's coming up, and I'm going to sign off because I think I'm going to go barbecue.
Well, that's our show. All right, here's the deal. Every time you watch my show, I will send you $40.
Checks will not be honored.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek, your source for guaranteed nonsense or your money back. Tune in next week for more info and the most important things you didn't need to know. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head over to this episode's post at thisweekingeek.net and leave a comment through Facebook Connect. Follow us on Twitter at thisweekingeek.net and follow our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. Social media not your thing? Send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Just when you think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.
I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.
And it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay? Swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple fish had a retard baby. And the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies. And then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands. and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations. And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.